Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
They bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, everyone. And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we open your word this morning, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come forward to give us the guidance and to open our hearts and minds to be receptive, Father, and to let us receive the strength and the power of thy word, Father, not only for our lives, but so that we can be a help to others in sharing the gospel of the Lord Jesus. Now, Father, be with us until the end of this study, and let us learn more about the Lord Jesus and you and the Lord, Father, so that we can go there by, that we know that we all need to go. And I'm asking this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be in the 8th chapter. 1 Corinthians. Now this 8th chapter is short. 13 verses is all in this book. And really, there's not a whole lot of different things here that it's speaking on. Now, we have this here in verse 1. Now I ask, touching things offered unto idols, we know that we are all have knowledge. Knowledge pointeth up maturity in it. Edify. Now, we are told here in this first verse that when we think we have a lot of knowledge, it can also cause us to be filled with pride and be puffed up, which will bring us trouble. Now, Because you see, the love of God, that charity, it is given to you and I for self-edification. Now, verse 2. And if any man thinks that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing. Yet as he ought to know. So you see, we have to be very careful in our thinking and in our conscience, you know, and how we walk. Now, verse 3. But if any man love God, the same is known of him. When we love God, God's a love child. We know he loves all mankind anyway. So we are known of it when we love him. 4. As concerning, therefore, the eating of those things that are offered in sacrifice unto idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and that there is none other God but one. Now we know that an idol is nothing, but if we go to eating with those, you know, that are eating sacrificed foods to an idol, we have brought from ourselves again trouble. Now, we have to stay away from idols. Now, as concerning, therefore, the eating of those things that are offered by in sacrifice and by which we will God, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and that there is none other God but one. And that's what we, as the children of God, must always remember. 5. For though there be that are called gods, whether in heaven or in earth, that there be God's men and Lord's men. No, they're man-made. You see, there's only one God, one Lord. Now, 6. But to us, there is but one God, the Father of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. Now, we're told here, there's just one God, the Father. And he is over all things. And we are in him through the one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom all things, and we by him too. Because you see, the only way we can make heaven our home and become saved, become that child of God, is by going to the Lord Jesus Christ, going to him, repenting of our sins, and being forgiven. Now, 7. Howbeit there is not in every man that knowledge, for some with conscious of the idol. And through this honesty, it has the same offer unto an idol to let their conscience be weak is the power. Now, you see, that's what happens. When we go to mess around with those that are believing in other gods, we can end up just as they are, you see, because of their belief in other gods than these idols. Their conscience and all are defiled. Now, 8. What meat commandeth us not to God? For neither if we eat are we better, neither if we eat not are we worse. Now, 9. He's warning us here again in a minute. But take heed, lest by any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to them that are weak. Now, this liberty means freedom of choice or right to decide, which we all have. Because you see, God does not force anything on us. He does not force us to accept Him. He lets us know through His word, if we choose Him, what will happen. And He lets us know if we don't choose Him, what will happen. But then we have free will and choice to choose however we want to live. We either choose to serve the Lord God and do our best with Him in order to make heaven our home. Or we can choose to follow Satan in the world and go to hell. That is our choice. Now, 10. For if any man see thee, which has knowledge, set at meat in the idol's temple, shall not conscience of him which is weak be emboiled to eat those things which are offered to idols. You see, people watch you and I. And they watch everything we do. And when we don't do the right things and we go along with the legalistic rules and others who are not believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we hurt them if they see us doing else and doing things that are opposite. Now, so we're not only hurting ourselves, but we're hurting others also. 11. And through thy knowledge shall the weak brother perish for whom Christ died. You see, we need to walk upright and straight around those that are weak and share the gospel with them and let them see us as we walk. Now, you know, just like with me, with what's going on with me right now, which all I do will hear this message knows that right now I can hardly speak. And I don't even know why this is. My throat is not sore. But I do know one thing. I know the Lord will take care of it. Now, it caused me yesterday to miss out on a lot of our study because I got to the point to where I couldn't talk to where anyone could hear me. And I'm not too sure how well you hear me now. But you know, even though I have this going on, I still worship the Lord God. And I still walk with joy in my heart because I know He is with me. I'm not going through it by myself. I may not have another person around me, but I've got the Lord Jesus with me, and I've got the Holy Spirit with me and the Father. So what more can I ask? And I know that we will take care of this. Now, 12. But when you sin so against the brother and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ. You see, when we cause our brothers to sin, when we sin against them, then we also sin against Christ. You see, sin is never just individual. Think about that. All right. This is the last verse of chapter 8. We will be closing. 13. Wherefore, if I go to offend, I will eat no flesh while the world standeth. Least I make my belly to offend. And Paul let them know that as far as he is concerned, if it's going to cause his belly trouble, as long as he is living, he'll eat no meat. But you know, we have today vegetarians. They don't eat meat. But that's a legalistic, it's not spiritual. We're not eating it because of belief or anything. They look at it that it's healthy. And it could be, I don't know. That's the reason they do it today. So we don't have to worry about that. Now, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, there's your word. I thank you, Father, for your word. I thank you for the Lord Jesus. I thank you for the Holy Spirit. And Father, I pray for Israel. I pray for peace for you. And Father, I pray also for them all to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah, And Father, this land is ours. I pray for it. And I pray for those who are sitting in hot places. It is God, even upon this land. To be replaced, Father. Be removed from office and replaced with those who are yours. That love you, love the Lord Jesus, love the church, love your people, and love this land. That will work with us, Father. Our brother, put it back under the foundation to which he was founded, not being the new world and the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, for those that we not have any powers, let us leave Abraham, Tom, Jacob, Bobby, and Billy Johnson, James Salem, Sue, my wife, Father, and all of these that are in this mercy home, and myself, Father. I pray, Father, that they all be in health this day. Father, keep them here. Keep them in health. And keep them safe. And bring us all back together again this evening at 6 p.m., Father. And I'm asking this all, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless. All right, everyone. Have a good day, and I pray that you'll be with me this evening.